You been up already this morning?
Well, yeah, I've been going across the school already. Yeah, I've been up a long time. Since about 7 o'clock, I was up. Can't see any way. Take my coffee shut off.
7 o'clock, huh?
Yep. What's on your mind now?
Oh, I just want to ask you a few more questions about when you were coming up here.
Well?
The tools you'd use. Can you tell me about those?
Yeah. I'll use that.
What'd you use to wheel things around with?
Wheelbarrow. I got it back there.
You did?
I wish it was sticky. I wish I had a good wheel to put on it. You know, one of the high wheels.
Yeah. When you cut wood?
Axe.
What'd you use to sharpen that?
With a file. Some type of a glider sword. But I used to sharpen with a file. I kept a file all the time. It would keep it sharp. The glider sword, you could take that steel and glide it down, you know. That's what I used to do with it.
And did you carry a knife around with you?
Knife, pocket knife, that was kind of like that.
Sharpen it on.
Well, that's right.
Wet.
It was rock.
When you shave, do you used to use a straight razor?
That's right. Got a little straight razor in there now, but I like the butt with it. But I got one of that, and I got to get it sharp, because I used to sharpen it, but I can't sharpen it anymore.
What did people sharpen it on?
We sharpened it on stone. A little store, but that, you know.
Did you ever see that leather they would use?
Yeah, I had one there, but my father died and left one here. And it stayed there. I was somewhere back there now.
Leather
belt, you know. So
strap.
Kind of strap, that's right. Sharp. One side had metal in it, one side had a, let me see what they call it. Looks like a little too there. The sharp on one side, it had that on it, on the other side. It was a sugar hose, I can't call it anybody right now. But I know what it is. Then you turn it over to sharp it, after you sharp it, you pass it on that.
And you straighten your hair with a comb or a...
Oh, I use a brush or a comb, my hair.
Just take a brush and...
That's right, brush it down, comb it. I have been calling from Queen Market. I don't buy it, you know. It seems to be having some time. I got to get it cut down. I got to get my hair trimmed. It seems to be popping a little cut your hair. Look at that shit. I thought, God, I'll be calling me. If I was standing there longer than that, it'd be frustrating. I got rid of it on a...
Beer?
This is the hospital, you know. I got two of them, about two, but... 4 or 5 pack of blades I had, you know. Every now and then I sit here, so I'm just sitting there by when I tell them to go buy it. Even a little bit of a with the long handle. You don't have no trouble to see it. I used to do a bit of hospital, you know. You should get some of the shit. I'd see it with them, but that's better. Less trouble, you know. Every one of them, you still got to put up on it. Got to go you got to buy it, cut yourself. But then you just go that way, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about your
teeth?
Yeah.
I wash them with a toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
And then I used to use a toothbrush, and then I started using charcoal. See that coal that you burn the wood with? You take that, it shines like a glass. I used to use that to keep it clean. Scared people see it. And my teeth say, you got all your teeth up there. Yeah, I went to a red man. She was a doctor. She was not a doctor. She must have been a doctor because she was working with the doctor. Now I'm a buyer. And this is how I got there.